If you are planning to book a return flight to Perth to Broome, let's say the July school holidays, you've got the kids or the grandkids and thought, yeah, okay, we'll go away for a holiday. According to this report on watoday.com.au, it just might be time to rethink. For $1,009 return flights to Phuket, Bangkok and even Japan, they could be cheaper options for you and your family holiday. In fact, heading overseas could save you more than $100 than if you were to travel just 2,500 kilometres along the West Australian coast. And I guess it's all about economies of scale. So who were we going to talk to this about? Well, there's only one person. He's the aviation writer for the West Australian. He's in Paris at the moment, actually, for the Paris Air Show. Of course, I do refer to Geoffrey Thomas. And you know we appreciate your time, Jeff.
Pleasure, Chris. Anytime.
Like we've got this inquiry into what they're calling sky-high West Australian regional flight fares. When I mentioned we were going to be talking about this earlier, Carl Langdon on the sports program just went, well, it's pretty simple. It's all about supply and demand, economies of scale. Not enough people want to fly up and down the West Australian coast, so therefore it's going to cost more.
Look, there's a whole range of factors, and we did a story about this back in April when the government first mooted that they were going to go ahead with that election promise, which, you know, we applaud them for doing. The reality is this is an age-old problem which is right across the globe. And we did a comparison between fares that go, you know, Perth, Karratha, Perth, Broome, and we compared it to Paris, Stockholm, Paris, Oslo, Charlotte, North Carolina, to St. Louis, all sorts of fares. We compared everything. And we found, in fact, that the fares up and down the coast of Western Australia were comparable and sometimes better than equivalent distances in Europe or the United States. But that's just one element of it. That's just the straight fare comparison. The big issue here is that 75% approximately of your airfare is just simply having the aeroplane sitting on the tarmac. It's just the huge infrastructure behind an airline. How far you go only impacts about 25-35% of the fare. And so what you find is that if you have a really short journey, and the shortest journey in the world by air is from a Swiss place called St. Gallen to Friedrichshafen in Germany, is 20 kilometres. It's across a lake. The fare is $56. And you think, well, that's, you know, that's $56. That's $2.80 a kilometre you're paying for that fare.
Sheesh.
Now, if you fly from Perth to London, the fare is the best discounted fare when we did this survey in April was $915 return on Qatar, and that's 6 cents a kilometre. So there's two wild extremes, $2.80 a kilometre to 6 cents a kilometre, and you've got everything in between.
So I guess what we're talking about when we talk about the economies of scale, it's not so much about the volume of people travelling, it's more about the distance you intend to travel.
Well, I was about to say that there are so many factors that go into it that makes it very difficult to actually understand. And Carl Langdon's right. If you don't have a lot of people travelling on a route, and those people who do travel, business people, whatever, they want frequency. People just want frequency. So you've got 8 flights a day, and they're all in small 100-seat aeroplanes. Now, it would be cheaper if you had one 500-seat aeroplane once a day. It's a bit of an extreme example, but essentially 100-seat aeroplanes, their economics, they're much more expensive to operate than say a 300-seater going from Perth to Sydney. And there's a myriad of other costs that go involved. And I recently, was giving some presentations to some mining companies in Western Australia. And one of the executives came up to me and said, look, you know, how come our airfares are so expensive? You know, it's only $100 to go to Bali. And I said, the problem with that is that it's with AirAsia, Indonesia AirAsia, the salaries they get paid are a fraction of what we enjoy in Australia. I said, that's one of the big things that we have to overcome here is that a lot of airlines that fly to Australia, their labour costs are a fraction of what Qantas or Virgin's are. And so, you know, this is another factor that goes into the equation. And many of these airlines are also government-owned. They lose money. The government subsidises them. And so it's very difficult to make comparisons that are true comparisons.
And dare I say it, Jeff, it's probably not unreasonable to say that some of these airlines, if you had a look at their safety record, you'd probably think, gee, maybe it'd be worth paying a few extra dollars to fly Qantas.
Well, look, indeed, that's a very good point. And, you know, people come up to me and say, look, you know, so-and-so's got a fare which is, $20-$30 cheaper than, you know, than say, you know, Jetstar or Qantas or whatever. And they say, what do you think? And I feel like saying to them, are you out of your mind? You know, for the sake of $25, you want to risk, you know, you want to take a risk. Look, it's a very emotive issue. I, having worked in the Northwest for a number of years, I know the tyranny of distance, the cost. And you look at these Bali fares and you say, wow, well, you know, gee whiz, I'd love to have a $50 fare to get to Perth or a $100 fare to get to Perth. And I know it really does get to people, but it is unfortunately the same situation right across the globe when you've got short range operations with small aeroplanes, then you're going to have a much, much higher cost per kilometre. And that's just a factor of aviation. It's one of the dynamics of aviation. And hopefully this inquiry will bring all that out and explain it probably better than I can.
Oddly enough, what you're talking about suggests to me that if they really want to market going to places like Broome and what have you at this time of year, we'd be better off marketing them on the East Coast. Because if you had a full plane from the East Coast coming over to the West Coast, it would make more sense economically.
Well, they do have services from Sydney and Melbourne and I think also Brisbane to Broome. But one of the other issues here, you know, airlines are only one part of the infrastructure or the cost structure of an airfare. You've got airport charges. Now, some of these regional airports in Western Australia who are making the most noise about these airfares are also the highest charging airports, regional airports in Australia. And our airports in Australia, Sydney Airport and Auckland Airport, have the highest profit margins of any airports in the world. Now, you know, when airlines have got to cut their costs or cut the fares to get passengers to, you know, travel when things are tough, airports don't cut their costs. They still charge the same amount of money regardless. And we did a story quite a few years ago now when SkyWest did a big promotion to go to Albany. And the fare was $100 return to go to Albany. You know, and things were really tough at the time. Half the fare was airport charges from Perth Airport and Albany Airport. So, and they didn't cut their costs. You know, they weren't prepared to, you know, contribute to the savings. So
no, I bet they weren't. That's something we probably should look at sometime too, because I know that when you look
absolutely
at just simply the parking costs at Perth Airport, I'd argue it costs you more to park at it than to fly from it. But that's another story. Jeff, just quickly, we've got about a minute left. I'd like you to say, sure, anything excited you at the Paris Air Show?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of activity around supersonic travel again, and even Boeing were talking about, you know, we're looking at it very closely. And there's an organisation called Boom, and they say that they're marketing about a 50-seater supersonic, probably it'll be an executive jet or a just business-only jet. And they say they've got orders for 75 from various airlines, although they wouldn't name any of them. I think the only airline they've named is Virgin, the Virgin Group. That looked really interesting, and they claim that they've got the technologies mastered to make it more viable than it was before. So kind of interesting.
It'll be a case of watch this space. Jeff, we really appreciate your time, and thanks very much for the chat.
Pleasure. No problems.
Geoffrey Thomas, of course, aviation expert and writer for the West Australian, in Paris at the moment for the Paris Air Show. And it looks like, when you compare it to the rest of the world, maybe our regional flights are not as expensive as we think.